Hello again, Connor here.
And Gabe.
And we're back with more daily news on COVID-19. You are going to hear a lot in the coming months about antibody tests. And there are a couple of different experiments or tests going on right now here in Germany.
The important part about a test like this is that the people participating are selected at random.
Completely at random.
As we are going to find out right here from someone involved.
Science Unscripted.
My name is Professor Michael Hölscher. I'm the director of the Tropical Institute in Munich. My expertise is infectious disease epidemiology, the development of drugs, vaccines, and large population studies, mainly in developing countries.
Michael, you've been involved in a really big coronavirus antibody study happening in and around Munich. What's going on in Munich right now?
So in Munich, we were one of the most hit cities in Germany in the beginning due to our closeness to Italy. And a day before the lockdown was introduced, we thought that we need an instrument to monitor the epidemic. And that's why we enrolled or have planned and are currently enrolling 3,000 households randomly selected all over Munich.
So you're going to test 3,000 people for antibodies?
Almost. We are testing approximately 5,000 to 6,000 people because in every household, we are testing all the household members, at least if they are above 14 years.
And just to be clear, you're going around knocking on doors and asking people to give a blood sample.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a very positive response when we knock on their door. If people are there, we have an acceptance rate above 80%.
Do you have any results yet?
Yes, but not to communicate at the moment. We need to be very sure what we are telling people. We are just at the beginning of the epidemic learning, and there is a set of tests that we have to do, at least in those who are positive, to confirm that they are true positive and not have cross-reactivity with other coronaviruses.
I have read that the results of such tests are not reliable. What do you say to that?
That's exactly what I meant before, yeah? So there are tests available or will be available very soon where we can discriminate between those who we call false positive and those who are true positive. Or the other method is if you find those people again, yeah, that's what we're doing, we are testing them every 4 to 6 weeks, you can then see a tighter change. And that's why results, reliable results, will take a little bit.
So have I understood you correctly? Right now, if you get someone's blood sample, it could be that they've had a cold, a common coronavirus cold in the last couple of weeks or months or whenever, and that could cause them to get a false positive for SARS-CoV-2, for the coronavirus, the current coronavirus outbreak.
Correct. So it's called specificity. So the specificity of those assays today are about 98%. That sounds very high. But just as an example, if you test 100 individuals, you will find 2 false positives. And now if in those 100 individuals, the true positive is only 1%, and that's what we are expecting at the moment. We are expecting in Germany a low percentage, yeah, 1 to maybe 3% of truly positive. The probability for every individual is 2 to 1 that they have a false positive result.
How long will it be before we have an antibody test, a blood test, that is basically 100% accurate?
That is never the case, yeah? So HIV, for example, as the best developed antibody assay, there the specificity is 99.9%. That's probably the best we can get. So 100% is never there, but something like 99% we will reach within the next 6 weeks.
Michael, you are based in Munich at the Ludwig Maximilian University there, and Munich just made news all around the world because Oktoberfest got canceled. Was that the right decision?
Absolutely. I mean, Oktoberfest is basically the beginning of the winter season. Yeah. So in the last 100 years, a large proportion of people in Munich got sick, and it's the best setup to spread viruses and other bacteria.
Many thanks there to Michael Hirschler speaking to us from Munich.
Again, thank you for tuning in to today's daily news on COVID-19. If you're interested in the environment and how coronavirus may or may not be impacting it, our colleagues have just gone live with a new podcast. It's called Living Planet. It's on the environment and coronavirus. Check it out. It's
very
good.
Out.
Stay healthy.
Science Unscripted.